Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry. 10. The number of times opponents have thrown 5 touchdowns on the Philadelphia Eagles in franchise history, including twice by the Giants. Eli Manning most recently accomplished the feat in 2012. It was the regular season finale at MetLife Stadium. Previously, Norm Snead 3 touchdowns and Randy Johnson with 2 combined to do so in a 1972 meeting at Yankee Stadium. 9. The number of different starting quarterbacks for the Eagles since Eli Manning began his longest active streak at the position in 2004. Donovan McNabb, Coy Detmer, Mike McMahon, Jeff Garcia, A.J. Feely, Kevin Cobb, Michael Vick, Vince Young, and Nick Foles. 8. The number of stops at the line of scrimmage the Giants had against the Eagles in Week 5, tied for second most in franchise history.
Handoff left for McCoy. Can't get to the outside. Pierre Paul brings it down for a loss of a yard. Good contain on the edge by JPP.
7. The number of carries Philadelphia running back LeSean McCoy had in the second half against the Giants earlier this year, amounting to minus 4 yards. It was the lowest second half total of his career. 6. The number of wins the Giants have heading into the bye week under Tom Coughlin. They're 6-3 before the break and will have their bye after they play the Eagles. 5. The number of touchdowns Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has against the Eagles, the most of his career against any opponent.
Manning back to throw, zips one left, caught by Cruz, runs out of a tackle to the 40, up to midfield, makes another man miss to the 45, down the left sideline, there goes Cruz, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 74 yards.
Talk about a team that wasn't supposed to have any weapons, they're the ones who are making the big plays right now, Bob.
4. The number of first downs the Giants held the Eagles to in a 23-point shutout in 1983. The fewest allowed in franchise history. 3. Eli Manning's 52 passes against the Eagles earlier this season were the third highest regular season total of his career.
Manning back, looks, he's under pressure. He's going to roll left, he lobs a corner of the end zone, caught by Randall.
2. The Giants have twice beaten the Eagles in the postseason, including the 1981 and 2000 campaigns. However, they lost their last two playoff meetings, 2006 and 2008, against Philadelphia, and are 2-2 overall. 1. Tom Coughlin's first game as head coach of the New York Giants was against the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field, where the teams will play on Sunday. Despite losing the debut 31-17, Coughlin and the Giants went on to win the next four games.